research it, and I even found some newspaper articles. And indeed, there were some other relatively minor injuries and a lot of property damage, but he's the only one who lost his life in that.
Yeah, he stayed with the engine and managed to slow it down enough that it could have been a lot worse if he had not stayed with the train, you know, to slow it down.
His name was John Luther Jones when he was born to a teacher and his wife. They were born in rural Missouri, and the family moved to Casey, Kentucky, and he got the nickname Casey after moving to Casey, Kentucky. Casey, Kentucky is C-A-Y-C-E, but he chose to spell it as Casey as we know it, C-A-S-E-Y. So that's how he got known as Casey Jones. He got married.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, he got married, and in addition to his wife, Mary Joanna Brady, left three children after that incident. So a sad story, the Cannonball, the name of the train that he ran. Well, well done. I charged you, Greg. I'm glad you got it.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Happy Pie Day, by the way.
Oh, yes. It is an important. It's also, I understand, Potato Chip Day, or close to Potato Chip Day. So we'll try to celebrate that, too. I need to find out more. But one of the youth in our youth media center told me it's Potato Chip Day. So we'll find out. Thanks.
People might want to check out some of their local grocery stores today. Some of them are selling pies for $3.14.
Oh, that's good to know. Because
that's a bargain for a good pie these days.
Absolutely. I was in a bakery the other day, and there was this little sign I've never seen before. It said, financing available.
yes.
It gets more and more.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's good to talk to you. Take care. Congratulations. If you knew we were looking for Casey Jones, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLBRadio.org/radio with its link to our own streaming player, plus links you can click on to use with any player of your choice, plus tune in, stream a radio, garden, and other services that you can use to hear us wherever you care to.
Early one morning, came a shower of rain around Cause I seen a packing train. In the cabinet was Casey Jones. He's a noble angel, never, but he's dead, man. Bedside, she was lacing up her shoe. Said, go away, children, and hold your breath. Gonna draw paint you at your daddy's bed. Put it on your head. Go down in town, see your dad. Can't ride. If they ride, let them ride the rod. Trust they lies in the hands of God. Casey said before he died, one more road that he won't ride. People wonder what road could that be? The Colorado in the sand.
The Saturday Light Brigade and Mississippi, John Hurt with Casey Jones. There are a few songs called Casey Jones and lots of different versions. Take care if you are without power. This morning, I checked the latest information available to us to Kane Light. Reports 130,000 customers without power in Allegheny and the portion of Beaver counties that it serves. And First Energy reports 87,000. Mostly in portions of Allegheny County, as well as Butler, Washington, and Westmoreland counties. Very high winds. And I mentioned earlier, Ricky and I were toddling along on our usual route to the radio station this morning, and without notice, saw horses across the road. I'm glad we both were watching, and I can only imagine it was probably due to some downed power lines that the road was closed. So this is a time when you have to really be mindful that things may not be as they usually are as people work in responding to incredibly unusual conditions, those heavy winds that occurred last night. So take care, allow a little extra time if you need to be somewhere at an exact time.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time for this morning's Brigade charade puzzle. This works just like charades, except we have to give you the clues verbally instead of through pantomime, because radio remains the only medium that has the technology to keep the pictures from coming into your home. This week, we're looking for a two-syllable word, and the clue is type of score. Type of score. Syllable one, your clue is in good condition. In good condition. Syllable two, where certain horses can be found. Where certain horses can be found. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
St. Patrick's Day's parade begins later today. Nothing. Wind, snow, sleet, hail will stop Pittsburgh's parade. Here's Tim O'Brien.
Is a sad tale I tell you of a sailor man's life, how his love for the high seas would cost him a wife. When I've told you my story, I'm sure you'll agree, it's not but pure folly when a man goes to sea. Just a young lad of 20, I was courting a lass full of innocent beauty with style and with class. But the ships in the harbor, they beckoned, it seemed. I was lured by the trade winds to find fiddler's green. And when first I went sailing, how a young girl did cry. But the lure of the trade wind could not be denied. And though she vowed to be faithful, as my ship sailed away, she would marry another 1 year from that day. Sailed many oceans since I left Boston town, and my hair has turned silver that was once chestnut brown. And from London to Bombay and ports in between, I was always in search of this fiddler's grain. And to the young lads now courting pretty maidens so fair, should you hear those trade winds, let me warn you, beware. Go marry your young girl, raise your corn and your beans, don't waste your young manhood on fiddler's green. Yo ho, ho, fiddler's green, bewitching young sailors with all of your dreams. Yo ho, ho, she's coming to me, enchantment awaits you at fiddler's green. Yo ho, ho, fiddler's green, bewitching young sailors with all of your dreams. Tell you of a sailor man's life, how his love for the high seas would cost him his wife.
Who has seen the new moon rise in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who has sauntered arm in arm along the Liffey stream? Who has stopped to raise a glass in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who has danced in Ireland of my dreams? Oh, the fiddle and the horsehair bow my father played, the dancer's on, oh, the dancer's flying feet, he's that pumped the air, oh, the air that smelled so sweet of moon-born hay, of rising moon, oh, the days that I was young and there. Who has heard the Irish pipes in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who has closed their eyes and kissed along the Liffey's banks? Who has pounded on the door in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who remembers Ireland and gives thanks? Oh, the fiddle and the horsehair bow my father played, the dancers on, oh, the dancers' flying feet, knees that pumped the air, oh, the air that smelled so sweet of moon-mown hay, of rising moon, oh, the days that I was young and there. Living far from home, from Dublin City, Dublin City, who will never walk again along the riverside? Who will heal our hearts that break for Dublin City, Dublin City? I remembered Ireland and I cried. Oh, the fiddle and the horsehair bow my father played, the dancers on, oh, the dancers' flying feet, knees that pumped the air, oh, the air that smelled so sweet of moon mown hay, of rising moon, oh, the days that I was young and there.
Saturday Light Brigade with Cy Conn and the Ireland of My Dreams. And before that, the first of what I believe will be a couple songs by Tim O'Brien this morning. Fiddler's Green, the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Pittsburgh. Considered to be the second largest in the world, kicks off this morning at 10 o'clock. And you can learn more at Pittsburgh's St. Patrick's Day Parade.com. Thank you. if you are going to be marching in the St. Patrick's Day parade, yes, you, why don't you give us a call? Anytime this morning, we will drop whatever we're doing, put you on the air, and you can tell us about your marching unit, how many parades you've been in, any detail you'd like. So you might be waking up right now, or maybe you're in the car heading into the St. Patrick's Day Parade. You are welcome to do so. Over the years, when we've opened up our funds for expressly this purpose, we've had a lot of fun talking with people giving us a pre-parade sense of things. We're in the midst of solving this morning's puzzle, our brigade charade today. A few correct answers coming in. Tommy got it, and he noted that today is the running of the Colonial Downs Derby, the winner of which will be entered into the Kentucky Derby, and that was helpful in solving the puzzle. You'll hear why in a moment. And we also had a correct answer coming in from Rich in Freeport. And Gail said that Patrick is marching in the parade and will touch base with us a little bit later this morning. That will be wonderful. And now, Susie is with us. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Now, Susie is in Alexandria. I know there generally is a lot of hot air blowing around your part of the world. Did you have a lot of wind?
Gosh.
A lot of wind last night, or were things relatively calm?
You know, I haven't looked out the window actually yet, but it was very windy as I was coming home in the evening. We've had a lot of wind the past couple days.
This morning,
we had snow in the middle of the day on Thursday.
Wow.
It was like a winter wonderland. I mean, like a true winter wonderland. And then within an hour, gone.
That's unusual for the D.C. area at this time.
Yes.
This morning, as Ricky and I got outside and we started looking around our neighborhood, if you wanted to trade up to a better garbage can, it would be easy this morning. There were trash day, I think, was Thursday morning, so there wasn't much to weigh down anybody's garbage cans, and they were just all over the place, including ours, which we're going to look for when we get back. But boy, has it been windy.
Yeah.
Well, you figured this one out. A type of score. And the first clue is in good condition.
Sound.
And then where certain horses can be found.
Track.
And you put them together, and a type of score is a
soundtrack. And this is. I mean, I grew up on soundtracks. When I was little, we lived overseas, and my grandmother would buy me the soundtrack to any show that I'd been to. So I had the soundtrack. I no longer have the actual soundtrack to Hello, Dolly. Somehow that got lost. But it was with, what is that woman's name? Oh. Anyways, I've forgotten.
Carol Channing?
Carol Channing,
Carol Channing, yeah.
Carol Channing. I have the soundtrack to Really Rosie, which I've never even seen a TV show, which I need to correct that. But, those songs just, you know, and then, you know, over the years, you know, like, you know, scores of movies like, Dances with Wolves was one of my favorites. And, you know, even if, I, you know, like, I'll just, you know, on my, you know, Apple playlist, I'll just have, like, a snippet, you know, from, you know, a movie, you know, in there. And it just, you know, it just evokes so much, you know, the music just evokes so much of the movie, bringing it back to you. I just, or the show. I'm such a fan of soundtracks.
Yeah, even in TV shows and movies, just if it's instrumental music,
yeah,
it really creates a scene or a theme. And a Brian song just came to mind, you know, that theme, the way the music permeates that movie. It's amazing what music does. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. It's, and then watching that movie, The Holiday, where the guy was actually, that's what he did. He wrote scores to movies. Have you seen that movie with David Black?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's really neat, because one of the things in the, it's a movie about movies. You don't really know that until you've watched it, you know, because they don't say, oh, this is a movie about movies, but it really is. It's a love story to movies. And one of the characters, played by David Black, is a score writer to movies. And there's this one scene where they're in a record shop, and they're, you know, he just, like, starts to do, you know, play, you know, do with his voice different soundtracks, like the one to Jaws, or, you know, and he's like, oh, did you know that, you know, the record, some record, which I can't remember, was actually the score to The Graduate.
Yeah, I'm looking at this now. This is Jack Black, I think. Playing
Jack Black. Yeah,
kept playing Miles Dumont, a Hollywood film composer, and it looks like he's got all this music in his head.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a fun movie.
It looks like a very good movie.
Reason.
And Eli Wallach is in it. I didn't even know he was still working, as they say. He was 90 when he played Arthur.
Yeah.
One of the, that looks like a great film. Also, Bill Macy and Shelley Berman. What a cast. And
yeah.
It's called The Holiday, out in 2006. That's one you're making me want to look up now, based on soundtrack. A charge to you. I hope you have a good day today.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Congratulations if you came up with soundtrack.
Many's the time I've heard the bells chime, bring the people to pray on a sunny Sunday. Blessed the meek for the peace that they seek, over and over again. Dwellers still fight, survivors shake hands and make weapons and plans to do battle all over again. Admit to the greed of more than we need. The words on the wall are familiar to all. I've been reading them over again. Sunday, bless. blessed the meek for the peace that they seek over and over again.
Priscilla Herdman with a message for our times and all time here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the city of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org/radio.
Call my sister Kate, she's always late. Sister Kate, she's always late. I got to teach that girl how to carburet. And my sister Sal ain't feeling so well. Sister Sal ain't feeling well. You know the boss caught her sleeping on an old straw bale. And my sister J.E.N. is back in town again. Sister J.E.N. You gotta say mm-mm at the double lamb. And then my sister from Kalamazoo come back to Papa too. Sister Kalamazoo come back to Papa too. You know what in the world's a loving mama to do? She put carbolic in my coffee, strychnine in my tea. Carbolic in my coffee, Lord. Strychnine in my tea. Honey child, sister, every Saturday night, calling sisters, you got shoulders a sorry long. I said, I may call sister, but the show ain't kin. And then she run me out the kitchen with a frying pan. She put carbolic in my coffee, strychnine in my tea. Carbolic in my coffee, Lord. Strychnine in my tea. On a child. Every Saturday night and all the sisters you got, they show with a sorry lawn. Said I may call sister, but the show ain't kid. And she run me out of the kitchen with a frying pan. She put carbolic in my coffee, strychnine in my tea. Carbolic in my coffee, strychnine in my tea. On a job.
Thank you. Diana Hartledge singing, along with the band Coltrane. Car Balakan, My Coffee. So happy to have you here at SLB. We have always appreciated your company more than we can express. And SLB began broadcasting on March 18th, 1978. I should have done the math before I... Wow. That means our 48th anniversary. Is that right? Yeah. Our 48th anniversary is in a few days. In the early days, we used to celebrate all of those anniversaries. I was looking back at some old notes. We'd almost always celebrate at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, as well as some other places. We'll have some celebrations, especially as we approach number 50, believe it or not. Maybe we'll unveil a new Roman numeral, although it would be in use now, wouldn't it? Let's give you a moment. Ricky is auditing the haiku as we speak, and you'll have a chance to solve it momentarily.
Communitopia joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Communitopia's 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit takes place on March 21st at Museum Lab, located on Pittsburgh's historic North Side. This youth-led summit features speakers, breakout sessions, games, and creates a space for environmentally conscious community building. More information on the 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit is available at communitopiapgh.org. That's communitopiapgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's haiku puzzle. Our haiku puzzle gives you 17 syllables leading to one particular answer. And here's hoping you'll be able to come up with it. Are you ready? Here are this morning's haiku syllables, 17 altogether. In 72, one particular album brought her 4 Grammys. In 72, one particular album brought her 4 Grammys. Do you think you know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. Plenty of Glen and down Mountain's Eye. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. It's you, must go and I must back. But come ye back. Summer's in a meadow. Oh, when a valley is hushed in white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh,
Danny boy, I love you so. And if you come, well, all the flowers are dying, and I am dead, as dead I may well be. You come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say, stand up in there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me, and all my dreams will warmer, sweeter be. If you not fail, tell me that you love me, I'll simply sleep in peace until you come.
Little tree that you ever did see. Now the tree was in the hole, and the hole was in the ground, and the green grass grew all around, the green grass grew all around. And on that tree there was a limb, the prettiest little limb that you ever did see. Now the limb on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground, and the green grass grew all around, and the green grass grew all around. Now on that limb there was a branch, the prettiest little branch that you ever did see. Now the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground, and the green grass grew all around, and the green grass grew all around. Now on that branch there was a twig, the prettiest little twig that you ever did see. Now the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground, and the green grass grew all around, the green grass grew all around. Now on that twig there was a nest, the prettiest little nest that you ever did see. Now the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground. The green grass grew all around, and the green grass grew all around. Now in that nest there was an egg, the prettiest little egg that you ever did see. Now the egg in the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground, and the green grass grew all around, and the green grass grew all around. Now in that egg, there was a bird, the prettiest little bird that you ever did see. Now the bird in the egg, and the egg in the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig in the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the ground. The green grass grew all around, and the green grass grew all around. And on that bird, there was an eyelash, the prettiest little eyelash that you ever did see. Eyelash on the bird, and the bird in the egg, and the egg in the nest on the twig on the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree and the hole in the ground, and the green grass grew all around, the green grass grew all around. And on that eyelash, there was a bug, the prettiest little bug that you ever did see. The bug on the eyelash on the bird in the egg in the nest and the twig on the branch and the limb on the tree and the hole in the ground. And the green grass grew all around, and the green grass grew all around. And on that bug, there was a wing, the prettiest little wing that you ever did see. Now wing on the bug on the eyelash on the bird and the egg the nest on the twig and the branch on the limb and the tree and the hole in the ground. The green grass grew all around, and the green grass grew all around. And on that wing, there was a germ, the prettiest little germ that you ever did see. Now the germ on the wing, and the wing on the bug on the eyelash and the bird in the egg in the nest on the twig and the branch on the limb and the tree and the hole in the ground. And the green grass grew all around, the green grass grew all around.
Pete Seeger at the Saturday Light Brigade. I was really caught up in his version of that song. I don't know if you were as well, but I was. The green grass grows all around. And St. James Gate did Danny Boy before that, but I'll bet you don't know why I was all caught up in that song. Maybe I was. Passover is coming up, and if you've been to a Passover Seder, there are a number of songs that kind of follow along that pattern. Haggadah being one of them, where one animal defeats another animal, that animal defeats the next animal. And that made me think of matzo ball soup. And if you want to be inside of my head, you will know that that then made me think of Eitan Bernath. Who is Eitan Bernath? He set the Guinness World Record for the largest serving of matzo ball soup at the end of last month, February 27th, 2026. In Brooklyn, New York, the record-breaking soup weighed 1,356.9 pounds. And it featured 847 hand-rolled matzo balls, 120 chickens, I'm looking at the other ingredients. 250 bunches of herbs. And 300 carrots. And after getting his official Guinness Book record, God, I'm looking at the vat of soup. It's incredible. And he has a big spoon to scale. He is sending the soup off to City Harvest, New York City, to feed people who are hungry. What an effort he made. And Passover is April 1st this year. Is that the night of the Seder, Ricky, April 1st? Or is it, that's when Passover begins. On the evening of April 1st. We're in the midst of solving this morning's high clue, and we've had a lot of guesses. Here it is again. In 72, one particular album brought her 4 Grammys. And I'll run through some of the guesses that have been coming in. Oh, Tika just read, similar to the green grass grows all around, it's a bog down in the valley. I love those songs. There's also There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly. Peter, Paul, and Mary did that, and some others. Or there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a lot of songs of that type that are fun. Was thinking that Tina Turner or Aretha Franklin could be who we are looking for. He also thought of a third artist who is the correct answer. And Linda of Collier, half of the dynamic duo, has the correct answer. And Larry, listening in Florida this morning, and off to the Everglades, where there's no cell service, but beautiful scenery, got the correct answer. Hope you enjoy your trip. Zach in Pittsburgh got it. So did John and Addie in East Deer. Melinda had a guess of Roberta Flack, a good guess, not her. Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, had the correct answer. Tommy was also thinking Roberta Flack. Richard on the north side got the correct answer, as did Jim in Crafton Heights. And Tom in McCandless, and Mike in Mars. Galen Stanton Heights also got it. So did Rich in Freeport. Gail, I believe I mentioned, got it. So did Zach. Did you know the correct answer? In 72, one particular album brought her 4 Grammys. Carole King is who we are looking for. Carole King. And the album, Tapestry. Album just took the world by storm. Record of the year, It's Too Late. Album of the year for Tapestry. Song of the year, You've Got a Friend, which also brought James Taylor Best Pop Vocal Performance. Carole herself got Best Pop Vocal Performance for the song Tapestry. Blackwater Jack got Best Pop Instrumental Performance. Done by Quincy Jones. What an amazing time for her. You can just imagine what it must have been like to be Carole King at that time when her career was starting to unfold in 1972. And you'd hear this album producing this title track.
My life has been a tapestry of rich and royal hue, an everlasting vision of the ever-changing view, a wondrous woven magic in bits of blue and gold, a tapestry to feel and see, impossible to hold. Once amid the soft silver sadness in the sky, there came a man of fortune, a drifter passing by. He wore a torn and tattered cloth around his leathered hide, and a coat of many colors, yellow, green on either side. He moved with some uncertainty, as if he didn't know just what he was there for, where he ought to go. Once he reached for something golden hanging from a tree, and his hand came down empty. Soon within my tapestry along the rutted road, he sat down on a river rock and turned into a toad. It seemed that he had fallen into someone's wicked spell, and I wept to see him suffer, though I didn't know him well. As I watched in sorrow, there suddenly appeared a figure gray and ghostly beneath the flowing beard. In times of deepest darkness, I've seen him dressed in black. Now my tapestry's unraveling. He's come to take me back. He's come to take me back.
What a song. Takes you probably right back to where you were when you purchased that album. A correct answer also from Jess in the South Hills. It's Susie and Alexandria. And the album, just to clarify, album of the year in 1972. It's Too Late, Record of the Year. You've Got a Friend, Song of the Year. And the song Tapestry, Best Pop Vocal Performance. And those were for recordings in 1971 at the Academy, or the Oscar Awards given in 1972. And I'll also note at that same awards ceremony, You've Got a Friend, recorded by James Taylor. And Quincy Jones had a recording of Smackwater Jack, winning Best Pop Vocal and Pop Instrumental Performance, respectively. So a big night for Carole King. Coming up, the Soundhound is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio with links to our own streaming player, plus those provided by TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden.
Dear boss, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight, and at the time of